What's a Shabbos? Parshas B'shach, Tov Shem Pei Aleph. We're going to start the Sugya Nusach Svard. I'm going to be traveling. There'll be a shir next week, but I'm traveling tomorrow already to the East Coast. And I'd like to prepare a shir next week on the practical differences, explaining why some Nuschos do certain things and others don't. So you have Baruch Shamar and Ishtabach, you have Baruch Shamar and Hoidu, and all the different Nuschos. But if there's anything specific that you want to know about, if you can send me an email by Tuesday, then I'm happy to research it. Some of the stuff is all pisoid, so I'm not going to go into that. But if there's anything specific you want to know about, let me know. Okay, let's... It's on Nuschos HaTfila, yeah. Okay. It'll be a kind of a continuation to this. So let's see how far we get today. I'm really going to start from the end. And that is a tshuva from Rav Moshe, famous tshuva, Chelek Beis, Siman Chav Dalet. Rav Moshe was asked by a Talmud who grew up Nusach Svard and went to an Ashkenazi yeshiva and wants to know if he should switch back. He got accustomed to Daven Nusach Ashkenaz, should he switch back to Nusach Svard? And Rav Moshe said that even though that the Hasidim, Nishpasa Shitas HaChatzidus, Hispalakum Nusach Ashkenaz, Achakach Hiskilu Rosh HaChasim Laneg, Hispal Nusach Acher Be'ezi Shinoim. He said, let's just get the facts down, says Rav Moshe. All these Hasidim Daven Nusach Ashkenaz. They switched to Nutzach Svard. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, Ein lahachshev shinu minog, not a change of a minog for you that you went from Svard to Ashkenaz, because just because your father and maybe two or three generations davened one Nusach, but your Nusach is truly Nusach Ashkenaz. And not just that, Adrabah, the ones who changed the Nusach is them, hem shinu minog, I would say him. So Rav Moshe in this tshuva, which we'll get to the rest of the tshuva later on. Rav Moshe is saying over here, it's clear that the one who made the change is Nusach Svard, and therefore Nusach Ashkenaz, going from Svard to Ashkenaz, is not a Shinui Nusach. What would be the problem of Shinui Nusach? And that's Al Titoish, Ister of changing Minhagim. So let's understand, Rav Moshe is claiming that this Svard is a rather new Nusach, and to understand a little bit of Nusach Svard and its origins, we have to go earlier. Where did Nuschos start from in general? How do we get Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svaradi? Those two main Nuschos, where did they come from? And the truth is, it's not so clear. I came across a Mabit in Sefer Beis Elokim where the Mabit writes that from the time of Moshe until Anshei Knesset HaGadola, the Shechina always came down to the Makom HaKorban. And therefore, everybody who approached to bring their Korban, kol echaray mispal levado kifitzachas l'shoina. Whatever their heart was telling them that day to daven, that's what they would daven. Tefilas hayochid, gam kenas nishmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody came to daven three times a day. Nobody came to daven with a minion. It says, lo yimatzina b'tanach zeich l'tefilas ha-tzibur. You don't find anyone in Tanach a concept of the tefilas tzibur until after the Korban HaBayis, when you had Anshei Knesset HaGadola establish the Shemoneh Esrei, establish Dvar Meshebekdusha, like the Mishnayos and Megillah say, which need Asara. That was much, much later. Rabbi Yosef says you have a lot of psukim, such as the Gemara Darshan, Ani Tfilosi, Lecha Hashem, Eitz Ratzon. When is Eitz Ratzon, Bishar Shah Tzibur Misbalim? A lot of types of drushes like that, where Chazal Darshan, the psukim relating to Tfilah B'tzibur. So he says it's hard to say that all those psukim, all those drushes are smachtas. He's not so convinced of this Mabit, but the Mabit holds that from the time of Moshe until Anshei Knesset HaGadola, there was no such thing as a Nusach HaTfila. The Nusach HaTfila starts the earliest is Anshei Knesset HaGadola. We're talking about 2,300 years ago, about 350 BCE. And they establish for us a certain Nusach HaBrachas, which we have in the Gemara, and it's debated over there already by the Tanoim, but they don't give us a clear nusach. It's not like they gave us all the nusach hatfil, and the Rashba already points out in Brachas, and Yad Aleph, the Rashba says, that if they were so makbar in every single word of the nusach, that imken hayolem lasakin kol bracha bracha b'milas menuyos. They should have given us a clear-cut nusach hatfil, says the Rashba. Lashmi'enu kol bracha bracha b'milas chayseh. V'zeiloy matzina b'shumaka. We don't find it anywhere, says the Rashba, that they were makbid on certain things. Maybe they were makbid on Haskaris Keshamim, or the Shulchan Aruch points out The other thing is that you have a Tzis Mitzrayim or Malchus, the mention of a bracha, or Kriyas Yamsuf, certain things they weren't. What? Who's that? Oh, so so clearly we have certain nuschos, certain parts of the tefillah we're makbaran, but since they didn't give us the nusach, says because the Rashba, it's clear they weren't makbaran every single word. This is the Rashba Shita. But so far the nusach, so where do the Sidurim come from? Sidurim come from the first Sid we really have is Rav Amram Goyen. This letter was written to Rav Amram Goyen to please give them a sitter, talking about 700-800, and maybe a little earlier than that. And from the neighboring towns, and they sent him this letter, and he put out a sitter, Amram Goyen, which 100 years later out, Rav Sadia Goyen puts out another sitter. And these both are the root of Nusach Sfaradi. These two sidurim, they don't exactly look like Nusach Sfaradi. Nowadays, the Mincha of Shabbos is very different. Tachanun is very different than our Tachanun. But that was the basis. These two Siddurim, Rav Amram Goyen and Rav Sadia Goyen, were the basis of Nusach Sfaradi. It's talking about 700s. Then came along the Machzer Vitri. And that's where the Ashkenazim start their Nusach. I'm not sure how to do it for my phone. If people can please mute themselves, it'd be appreciated. Okay, let's see what happens. So we have the Machzer Vitri. The Machzer Vitri puts out a sitter who's the closest nusach we have, the Ashkenazim have, let's say. And these two nuschos are basically based on Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. So Bavel was the Goyim, and that's the Nusach Sfaradi, and Eretz Yisrael was the Hasidei Ashkenaz, and that's the Nusach Ashkenaz. Now the Ashkenazim start, are there the earlier Kabbalists? The Ashkenazi Kabbalists is the Dikim. You have the Rabbi Yehuda HaChasser, Rabbi Lezer Gemaiza, who wrote the Rokeach, and comes along Rabbi Lezer Gemaiza in the Rokeach, and he says that every single part of his Nusach HaTfilah, he gives over a new sitter, is calculated with a Mesorah based on every single word. He says he has a direct Mesorah, he claims, from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and you cannot take out or add one word to the Nusach, because everything is Alpi Kabbalah. This is the Rokeach writes about, really, the Nusach Ashkenaz, and he writes a letter to the people of France not to mess with the words. The Torah brings down this Rokeach. Rokeach says not to touch anything, but the Beis Yosef already points out that we don't have that exact Nusach. Rokeach claimed there's a lot of discrepancies in what was printed later on from this name of the Rokeach, and therefore we can't tell you for sure that our Nusach is exactly correct from what the Rokeach said, whereas Rokeach said you can't change even one word. It's really, we've lost that Messiah, that true Messiah. And we're talking another 400 years later. Finally, it was the Vada Gimel Aratzois get together with Shabtai Sefer, and they try to put a sitter that would be as correct as possible. And the Germans, they're focused more on diktuk, to coming out with the proper sitter. And really what puts the Salvades, the Sidurim, and the Nuschos, the printing press. Once the printing press started coming out, they were able to publish Sidurim, and not just every single community had their own Nusach. Now everything will be established. This is the affirmed Nusach Ashkenaz. And what's fascinating is the Sfaradim, in the Muslim world, the printing press was looked upon very negatively because the ability to write by hand was, they wrote beautiful script, there are beautiful designs around the books, and comes along the printing press, and they looked very much down upon the printing press. But that hurt the Sfaradim in their printing, and that's why you don't find a lot of Svarim printed actually from the Svarim from those time. And the sitter, they lacked one genuine sitter for many, many centuries, longer than the Ashkenazim did. So the first sitter is actually printed by the Sansino family, and that's just before 1500. And we end up with the main Nuschos. We have Ashkenazi, we have the Sfaradi, and in the Ashkenazi you have the Nusach Italki, the Italians have a little bit their Nusach, And even in the Sephardim, you have a mixture of the Spanish and the Portuguese. And then comes along the Hasidim. And the Hasidim come along after, this is really after the Baal Shem Tov. It seems to be the Baal Shem Tov Davin Nusach Ashkenaz, but with additions from the Arizal. So the Arizal, which I'm working on preparing some shiurim on the impact of the Arizal, why Arizal's Kabbalah was different than before him, but the Arizal adds certain kavonas. Now, the Arizal's kavonas do not come out all at once, and that's really what plagues Nusach Svard. The Arizal didn't commit all his stuff to writing. He didn't want his stuff to be committed to writing. It's only later Chaim Vital reveals that it took about 100 years for the Arizal's Sovim to come out throughout all of Europe. Well, during that time, the Hasidim started inculcating these kavonas into their tefillos and started changing the Nusach Ashkenaz to be based somewhat on the Sfardi and somewhat on kavonas of the Arizal. They start mixing it together. And it doesn't come out clear, and that's why even to this day you have different Hasidim, more Bells will daven more Ashkenaz than Satmar will, because the different Rebbes who took on these kavonas were at different times, only certain kavonas were revealed. This Nusach Ari, which Chabad uses, not necessarily, it's not Nusach Ari, not clear that the Ari davened that at all, but that's what that was only used by Chabad. And so on and so forth. That's what the Nusach Sfard is really made out of. So, but let's see how the Paiskim dealt with it during those years when it came out, the first 100, 150 years, the big tumult. We'll see Adah Yarmizeh, how we handle it. What do you do with this new Nusach that Klai Yisrael is now experiencing by the Chassidim? So the Magen Avraham, who quotes the Arizal very often, the Magen Avraham quotes the Arizal over 80 times in Orach Chaim. So in Samiches, in his Akdama to the Simon, he quotes the Arizal. And he says that the Arizal would say the Piyutim, the Pizmonim of Akaliri, the Akaliri, who he said it was a Gilgal, it was a Lezer of Shimon, but he says, "Amnam amin hogim shenogu b'shorshe hatfila ein l'shanes v'minig mekayma." Person should not change, as the Magen Avraham, quoting from the Arizal. Person should not change his nusach hatfila. Why not? Why is it so critical? Ki yud beis shorim b'shamayim neged yud beis shvot. Arizal revealed to us that there's 12 gates in Shemayim, one for each shevet. Everyone has unique shar and unique from their shevet. And everybody is equal in their attempts to get their tefillos through as long as they go through what their minag was. If you don't go through your minag, it seems like it's not going to work. So the Arizal says, do not change your minag, because everyone is, whatever your nusach was developed, is mustama based on these, this minag, and you keep it. And therefore, the Prima Gadim says right there, therefore, don't change. You're davening Nusach Ashkenaz, do not change, because you're going to mess up something up in the Himmel. Comes along the Mezitcher Magid. Mezitcher Magid and the Magid Dvor of LeYakov in Lekutei Amarim. He's also quoting the Arizal. And he says that this concept, Inyan HaTfilah, Kadesh Yuchel Kol Echad Lalis B'Shar Shalai, everyone's going to go up through their Shar. His tefillah is a ladder, he explains, to go Rosh Magia Shemaima, Yesh the Kol Shai Tzirufim Yuchodim, and every shar has its uniqueness, and therefore you need a unique nusach to get through. But he says, that's true, there are 12 sharim for each shevet, but there's another shar, and that's the Shar HaYud Gimel. Shar HaYud Gimel Hu Lemi She'eino Makir Es Shivtei. That's where someone doesn't know his shevet. So Arizal is so makbet to keep to your shar, because that's your pathway to Shemayim. What if you don't know? What if you don't know what shar you're supposed to go through? Says the Mezitcher Magid, so therefore the Arizal was masakin a shar yud gimel keneged the yugel minis harachim v'nake, which is mekubal mekabel everything together, and he was able to create such a shar, and therefore everyone who doesn't know their shah should go to the Shah HaYud Gimel. And if you're going to ask me, as says the Mezitcher Magid, so what do I need the first 12 for? Just go through the 13th. Everyone goes to the 13th. Good. And the tshuva is, he says, it would be better if you knew your shar. And it in Bizman Shahayu Yodim Kol Shevet, everyone, there's a time when everyone knew their Shevet and they had their Nusach, so then enter your shar. But nowadays you don't have that, and therefore the Arizal felt, this is what he says, that there should be a shar that should be Mesukon for the, everybody else who doesn't know their shar, they should go through the shar Hayudgim. This is the Mezuzah Magen. Komzong Mechasim Sefer. Chasim Sefer in Chelek Aleph, he writes two chuvas back to back, Simon Tez Vav and Simon Tez Zayin. And he says, first of all, he says, true, all these new scholars are Shava Zebazu, and everyone has their pathway to get up to Shemaim. Just like by Nevi'im, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't reveal the same signoy and the same style to each Navi. Each Navi, even if there was the same message, but it was cut, came a little differently, so too, when we daven a little differently than our Chavirim, and that's okay, it's all going to get to the same place. And he says, came along the Arizal, and created this Nusach with certain Kavanas. And it was really, he says, fascinating. He says that the Arizal did it because he was focused on the Sfardi, because the Arizal was a Sfardi, says the Chasam Sefer. So therefore, his whole Avleda was in the Nusach HaSfardi. It has nothing to do with really us Ashkenazim, which the many point out, the Paiskim, others point out that Ari was an Ashkenazi. In fact, Ari, some people said referred to Ashkenazi Reb Yitzchak. His mother was Sephardi. He did grow up by his uncle who was Sephardi, but his father was Ashkenazi, maybe from the Marshal. But anyway, this is what the Chasam Sefer says, that Ari was busy with the Nusach HaSfardi, and it has nothing to do with Ashkenazi. And the next Tshuva, he points out, and you're going to bring me this Mezuzah Magid. He said, first of all, I don't have the Sefer. And he says, second of all, he says, interesting, I only deal with Shas and Rishonim. I don't have time for Achronim, says the Chasam Sefer. I've never looked at this Sefer. And he says also, Tzorichli Iyun Godol. What are you, you're coming along and telling me that every Shevet was a separate Nusach and you couldn't mix and match. And therefore, what's going to happen? You're going to have Rabbi Kiva, who came from Gerim, can't be Moitzi Rabbi Lozer. You have the Gemara says that Rabbi Lozer wasn't Nana, and Rabbi Kiva came and down for the home, and he was Nana. So it doesn't seem to, you can't have such hakpadas like this that each one had its own chaloy, and you couldn't mix the two. And the Chasam Sefer says he doesn't like this idea of changing your nuschos. We have a Yerusha of Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Sfardim have their Yerusha, and those are the two nuschos, and you cannot change. Then the Chasam Sefer says himself, it's amazing tshuva. He writes, Mori v'Rabbi, he had two Rebbeim, of Nosson Adler and the Hafla. He said both of them, when they got up for the Amud, they daven Nusach Sfard. After the Chasam Sefer is Kara Tagar on Nusach Sfard, and says you can't change, you can't daven it, he says, but my Rebbeim davened it. And my Rebbeim davened it because they knew the Kavanas HaRizal, and they were allowed to daven. But Mishalahi Gilekach, he goes himself from there, who doesn't reach that Madrig of my Rebbeim, Masharam Yispel Madas Masakne Tfilos Nusach Ashkenaz, Gam Tfilos Seinu Nishmos. You know, our Tfila is heard as Nusach Ashkenaz, and it's Lav Davka. They have to switch to Nusach Sfarda. We don't understand these kavod. It's interesting that Nosson Adler actually hired a Sfardi named Reb Chaim Modi'i, who was a Mechaber Sefer of Chaim La'olam, to teach him the Havara Sfaradit, and he would daven with the Mifta Sfardi for 2 years. He had this Sfardi Chacham teach him how to pronounce things properly. But that was the Chasam Sefer who says that we should not switch, and it doesn't understand this whole idea of the 13 shar, and it's a made up nusach. Okay, maybe he says givzun if you understand the kavana, so then you can daven. Otherwise, don't switch your nusach. Comes along in Devar Chaim, Stanza Rav says that yes, Ashkenaz is also a piece side. That we're not arguing with that, but. He says, what's the big deal? This is what the you worried about switching Baruch Sha'amar and Hoidu, you're worrying about just moving that around. It's not ma'akev anyway. And then he says, maybe the Chasam Sefer was so upset with the Mezuzah Magid because Mizrag was a chassid. And we know the Chasam Sefer didn't like chassidim. He didn't want to even hear about the Mezuzah Magid because he was a chassid, and therefore, maybe that's what he was so upset about. He does call the Chasam Sefer, the Rosh called B'nai HaGoyla. But, he says that it could be that he has this this edge not to appreciate what the Mizutaragi is saying. And he says, therefore, I don't see what the big deal, though, is to switch. The truth is, there is a Majdam. Majdam was much earlier. He was born in 1506. He was a big rav in Greece, in Salonika. And the Majdam was asked about switching different nuschos around. He wanted to know if a person davening Ashkenaz has switched to Sfard. And the Majdam says, if there's no Isser involved, I don't see a problem of Al Titish. There's no Isser necessarily changing a couple words here, a couple words there, switching an order. And therefore, that's not a problem of Al Titish. You're not being over anything, and therefore he allows the people to switch the Nusach Sfaradi. There is those say that's not a good raya to the Isser, because he was referring to really Piyutim over there. He wasn't referring to the Nusach HaTfilah. But this is what the Devar Chaim brings, and the Devar Chaim says, and anyway, once the Baal Shem Tov came along, behaving Shashurish Nishmosai, Eino Mishar Ashkenaz, and the Baal Shem Tov already realized that his Shurish Nishmosa was not from the Nusach, the pure Nusach Ashkenaz, and therefore he needed a new Nusach, and he had the Nusach Ari, which was the Nusach HaKoilo to include everything. And what you find in this discussion, we'll go through a couple more tshuvas, is that these arguments are very much in one camp and not the other. So you find that Devar Chaim will say, yes, Chasam Sefer, we can argue in halacha, but the Baal Shem Tov realized in Shurish Nishmaso, this is not his nusach, and therefore he changed. The Chasam Sefer doesn't argue with that because it's not a conversation piece for him. And in his nusachat tshuvas, he's not going to write, the Shurish Nishmaso, I can tell what I am or not. But this is what the Devar Chaim says, and you'll see this repeated shortly. The Hasidim will use this type of svaras to explain why it was mutter to adapt to this new tefillah. So the Maram Shik, who's the Talmud, one of the big Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, so he answers back, and he says that Ein Lanu, Godel be Kabbalah more than the Chasam Sofer. This is the Maram Shik talking about his Rebbe, and he knew all these things, and he said that we shouldn't change. And he goes on to answer some of the questions that Devar Chaim tried to answer on the Chasam Sofer. And he says that the Pre-Eitz Chaim already writes himself. This is from the Kisvei Ari, that the Nusach Ashkenaz you shouldn't change. And therefore, we can still stick with this Chasam Sofer. And the Sholem Eishiv comes on later, says it even stronger. He says, listen, that this, which the time of the Baal Shem Tov, you're starting to daven Nusach Sfar, it says a Sholem Eishiv, Emes Ein Zeh Nochon, that's not proper. And he has this famous line where he writes, Ki b'kol ha'isurim v'hadinim b'nei Yisrael yoytzim b'yad Ramah. This week's parasha. You know, l'gabi everything, Klai Yisrael goes b'yad Ramah. Now Ramah, he switches from Reish Mem Hei to Reish Mem Aleph. We go after the Ramah, Ramesh Yisraelis. And he was who kava minhag Ashkenaz le'ikr. And the Ramah says the minhag Ashkenaz is the ikr. Therefore, what right do you have to change the Nusach Svard? And yesh b'zeh mishum atitosh tarisim b'achor. Therefore, there's an isser of changing menhagim by leaving the Ramah and Nusach Ashkenaz and going with this new Nusach of the Baal Shem Tov and the Chassidim. The Munkacher, though, writes an extensive tshuva. The Menuchas Elazar and Chelik Al Simon Yud Aleph. He says, first points out that that which the Chasam Sofer said about the Arizal, that he was so focused on this Nusach Sfaradi because he was Sfaradi, is not true. Right? We know that the Arizal was an Ashkenazi. He just felt what he says, he felt that he was this Olam HaTikun that he was working on. His Shurish Nishmasa was again here in Nusach Ari. That what the Sholem Eishiv says, that we all Yitzim B'yad Ramah, he says, I don't see how we're arguing with. Because where do we find? We're not talking about Hilchos Treifus over here. That's Mahakiv. The Nusachs that we're changing over here are not really Mahakiv. And that which you say, the Chasam Sofer said, only for Yechidei School of maybe of Nassan Adler, maybe the Haflog can daven it. He says it's not true. The Arizal made it for everyone. And he didn't just make it for the Yechidei School who could understand it. And therefore, everyone's allowed to daven it. He wants to bring a ride. The factor of Nassan Adler chose fit for him, he allowed to. And then he has this other line where he writes, Mishnas Chasidim, the other great Chasidim, Obviously, we could rely on them, that they said this is a nusach that for everyone, a nusach ha-kwelo, and therefore it's lav davka l'kdoilim, like the Chasam Sofer writes, and anyone can daven it, this nusach. And he says, also, this which you're claiming and that you can't out teach us Tari Simecha was that you had nusach, you agree there's two nusachos, nusach Ashkenaz, nusach Sfaradi. But he says, once the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Zohar was revealed in about the 14th century, he says, once that was revealed, says the Munkacha, Mutter Lishanus Minag Mikoyim. Then we can change our Minhagim, because we didn't, no reason we didn't have that before. We didn't have the Zohar. So once we had the Zohar, therefore we'll have to change, and we can choose this Minhag. Now, what comes out from this, though, which the Munkacha speaks out, is that the Nusach Sfar, the Hasidim are saying over here, is that you can change certainly from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfard. Because Nusach Sfard is a Shah HaKoilel. It includes everything. Everybody can get in. So if you don't feel like Nusach Ashkenaz is going for you, right, you can go, any Yid can decide they want to switch to Nusach Sfard and daven Nusach Sfard. But the Munkacha says you cannot switch from Nusach Sfard to Nusach Ashkenaz. Because how can you leave the Shah HaKoilel? How can you leave the pathway that's accepted for everybody and decide all of a sudden you're part of Shevet Ashkenaz, so to say, and you fit into an Ashkenazi. He says Ashkenazi is much more limited if it's to be accepted in the Shemayim than Nusach Sfard. Therefore, this could be what the Chasam Sofer was so upset about, but this is what they were claiming. But he says you can clearly go from Ashkenaz or Sfaradi to Nusach Sfard, but you cannot backtrack back into Nusach Ashkenaz. That's what comes out from the Munkacher and the Divrei Chaim. So coming down Lamaisa, so now we see a little bit where Ramosha was coming from. So Ramosha had this tshuva. Again, Ramosha's tshuva with the Talmud was learning in Yeshiva Nusach Ashkenaz, and he left his father Davin Nusach Sfard. He wants to know if he should go back or not. And Ramosha says that which they claim, that it's a Nusach HaKoilel, Nusach HaKloli, that now everyone can Davin Nusach Sfard, says Ramosha, the Chasam Sofer is already Mevatel Svarazu. Chasam Sofer negated that svar, and so you don't have such a riot, you have this Shah HaKoilel anywhere. And therefore he says that, and the Rambam and all the Rishon don't bring down such a nusach, and therefore it is a made-up nusach. And since it's a made-up nusach, he says, all I can tell you is that you, this Talmud, could retain your davening nusach Ashkenaz, because the people before you, the one who switched. He says, okay, maybe they had a right to switch, we don't understand why they switched. But nowadays, you want to go back to nusach Ashkenaz, Gesunta 8, you are not the Mishana, it was them, the Hasidim who are Mishana, and Ramosha sticks with the Chasam Sofer and the Poskei Ashkenaz, so to say. And another interesting tshuva, Rav Yosef, as you see everyone in their own camps over here, Rav Yosef was asked about a school in Afula that was davening Nusach Sfard, but most of the kids were Sfaradi. And he wanted to know if they can switch them to Sfaradi if they did daven Nusach Sfard for so long. And you can only guess what Ravadi is going to say. But he says that Nusach Ha'amiti is the Sfardi Nusach. And even the Arizal agreed to that. And therefore, you should for sure take them away from Nusach Sfard, the Davin Nusach Sfaradi. It's interesting, in the Chazon Ish, they quote different ways. What he said, is it like Ramesh or Chazon Ish a little more lenient in terms of choosing your Nuschos? But I wanted to quote you a Fasting of Shlomo Zalman. In Halicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman brings down on the bottom of the notes in Hilchos Tfila, he says that you're right. There was this big machlekas hundreds of years ago. B'chol din elu ein lechalik benuscha Ashkenazim midor dor lenuscha shenigo pigilas chasidim. And even though he says I agree, like Rav Moshe writes, that the Iker that they all started was Nusach Ashkenaz. Iker and Nusach Gamet Slamo Nusach Ashkenaz. Shashina Bekama Kovis, they changed certain things, again, which I hope to discuss those changes next week. So, Ein Loyim Amishum Kach, Ein Lezatayk of Shemirg. But this is Shalom Azam, you cannot claim now, hundreds of years later, that does not have a minute. The Svorazu, Haitha Sheikhas Yeshua, Skilas Hazban Shashino. You want to make an argument Then you have to go back to 200-300 years ago, and then you can claim the Chassid Sefer that time or others say don't change the minhag. But Ata says with Shlomo Zalman now, Shekvar Mispalim Nusach Kmasayim Shana, it's 200 years davening a Surah Nusach, Avle Minhag Kavua, V'asur L'shamas B'mkoyimam, therefore you don't just change, Mipnei HaMachlekes, whatever the case was over there, you don't change just claiming that this wasn't a proper Nusach 200 years ago, and therefore nowadays it's not a proper Nusach. You see from Shlomo Zalman and from others who quoted from the Chazon Ish, and similarly you have this from Tshuvos V'Nehagos, from Shternbach also has like this, that the Maisa nowadays we have this extra Nusach. We have another Nusach in Klal Yisrael called Nusach Sfard. Like I pointed out, it's not a clear-cut Nusach. In fact, the art school and others who wanted to put a Nusach Sfard Sigur struggled much more than putting together a Nusach Ashkenaz Sigur, because Nusach Sfard is still very very much spread out, and that's why Satmar will have their own Sidurim, and Sans will have their own Sidurim. Like I said, Sans a little bit more Ashkenazi, and some a little bit more Sephardi. Nusach HaRi will be a little more Sephardi. So you have all these different combinations of two. But Lamaisa and Klai, so we have many Minhagim. And even though it will come out, the Nusach Sephardi will claim you cannot switch to Nusach Ashkenaz. It's not going to work. LP the Shar HaKoil, what they claim. But the Nusach Ashkenaz is very much based on the Rokeach and the Kedesh Elyon and the Seidus of the Gra, and has they're all based on Kabbalah as well. And I'll just end with the few points that I just put together, just to, this concept of why we have to have more than one Nusach. The Shara Kavana says that, he says the fact that we find in Yecheskel this idea of the Yud Beis Sha'arim, and you have to have 12 windows. What do you need 12 windows for? For the tefillas to go through, it must be a Kodesh Baruch Hu though wants these different tefillas. It means every shevet had its own unique needs and has own unique tefillas, and therefore there had to be a separate shar for every tefillah to go through. I saw a beautiful Tanya. The Tanya writes on the pasuk when Yitzchak sends Yaakov to prepare something for him to eat before the brachas. It says v'osali matamim. So why is matamim lashon rabim? Prepare me these desserts. He says there's two types of nachas ruach that a person can get. Two types of maybe desserts. He says this is really a reference to the Shechina speaking to Klal Yisrael. And a person can bring something sweet at the end of the meal, aravim and musukim. The second thing is dvarm charifim or chamutzim. Sometimes you need something bitter and sharp. Sometimes you need something sweet. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, I don't just want one of you. I don't want a Lashon Yachid. I want a pluralistic Klal Yisrael. I want a Klal Yisrael that accepts different anhagas, all within all the parameters of halacha. But it shouldn't just be a ta'am echad in Klal Yisrael. There should be matamim, many ta'amim in Klal Yisrael, and that's what the Nuschos represent. And of course, the end with the famous line of the Lubuna Rav, where he says that, yes, you have Nusach Sfarad and you have Nusach Ashkenaz. By the time they get to Yehi Chvoid, everyone's on the same page. They get to Kavod Shemayim, we're all headed in the right direction. And that's the background to Nusach Sfarad. So again, if you have any, I want to hopefully tackle some of the intriguing differences the Nuschos did bring. You know, they were so invested in this Nusach Sfarad, but what was so special about it? What was so different about it? What were they really adding that we daven, people daven Nusach Sfarad mean just as fast as they daven Nusach Ashkenaz minyan. So all the Kavonos, however they're there, there's some are hidden away in the switches that took place. So let's understand a little bit. I'll be past this. And if you have any specific thing you want me to focus on, please send me an email. A good tevach.